parables of Jesus are short and symbolic stories used to convey profound spiritual and moral truths. Using elements from the everyday lives of his listeners, Jesus managed to communicate complex teachings in an accessible and memorable way. His parables address themes such as the kingdom of God, grace, forgiveness, and love for one's neighbor, challenging the social and religious norms of the time. Through these narratives, Jesus revealed the essence of his ministry and the nature of God's relationship with humanity. These stories are found in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and to a lesser extent, John. Each parable offers a unique perspective on Jesus' message, reflecting the diversity and depth of his teaching. For example, the parable of the sower, Matthew 13 verses 3 to 9, illustrates the varied reception of the message of the kingdom of God among people. The parable of the Good Samaritan, Luke 10 verses 30 to 37, on the other hand, challenges prejudices and emphasizes the importance of loving one's neighbor. Jesus often used parables to respond to specific questions or situations, prompting his listeners to reflect on their own lives and attitudes. Often, he concluded his parables with a question or a call to action, encouraging his followers to apply the teachings in their own lives. Thus, the parables are not just ancient stories, but continue to offer valuable and relevant lessons for today. In this documentary, we will explore all the parables of Jesus, analyzing their lessons of wisdom and love. Each subtitle will guide us through one of these stories, revealing the profound meanings behind Jesus' words and how they can be applied in our contemporary lives. Prepare for an enriching spiritual journey, full of insights and reflections. The parable of the sower. The parable of the sower, found in Matthew 13 verses 3 to 9, Mark 4 verses 3 to 8, and Luke 8 verses 5 to 8, is one of Jesus' most well-known and emblematic parables. It describes a sower who scatters seeds on different types of soil, resulting in various levels of growth and fruitfulness. The seeds represent the Word of God, while the different soils symbolize the varied states of the human heart in response to this Word. Jesus explains that some seeds fall by the wayside and are eaten by birds, representing those who hear the message of the kingdom but do not understand it, allowing the evil one to snatch it from their hearts. Other seeds fall on rocky ground where there is little soil, and although they sprout quickly, they wither under the sun due to a lack of roots, symbolizing those who receive the word with joy but fall away when faced with difficulties. Some seeds fall among thorns, which grow and choke the plants, representing those who hear the word but are choked by the cares of life and the deceitfulness of riches, becoming unfruitful. Finally, other seeds fall on good soil, where they produce a bountiful harvest, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown, symbolizing those who hear, understand, and live the word, bearing abundant fruit. This parable challenges us to reflect on the condition of our own hearts and our receptiveness to the Word of God. We are invited to cultivate a fertile heart, free from obstacles that might hinder spiritual growth and fruitfulness. The central message is that despite adversities, the Word of God has the power to transform lives and produce abundant fruit. The parable of the wheat and the tares. The parable of the wheat and the tares, narrated in Matthew 13 verses 24 to 30, addresses the theme of good and evil coexisting in the world. Jesus tells the story of a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. When the plants grew and began to produce ears, the owner's servants noticed the presence of the tares and asked if they should pull them up. The owner, however, instructed them to let both the wheat and the tares grow together until the harvest. At harvest time, the tares would be separated from the wheat and burned, while the wheat would be gathered into the barn. This parable illustrates God's patience and justice in dealing with evil in the world. Rather than immediately eradicating evil, God allows good and evil to grow together, reserving final judgment for the appropriate time. Jesus' explanation of this parable, Matthew 13, verses 36 to 43, reveals that the field is the world, the good seed represents the children of the kingdom, and the tares symbolize the children of the evil one. The enemy who sowed the tares is the devil, and the harvest is the end of the age, when the angels will separate the righteous from the wicked. This parable encourages us to trust in divine justice and persevere in faith, knowing that God will bring justice at the right time. The parable of the wheat and the tares also reminds us to be cautious in judging others, as final discernment belongs to God. Our responsibility is to grow and bear fruit as wheat, living according to Jesus' teachings and trusting in His wisdom and justice. The parable of the mustard seed. The parable of the mustard seed, found in Matthew 13, verses 31 and 32, Mark 4, verses 30 to 32, and Luke 13, verses 18 and 19, is a short but powerful story about the growth of the kingdom of God. Jesus compares the kingdom to a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds. But when it grows, it becomes the largest of garden plants, transforming into a tree where the birds of the air come to make their nests. This parable underscores the transformative potential of the kingdom of God, which begins small and seemingly insignificant, but grows impressively and offers shelter and sustenance to many. Just as a mustard seed can become a great tree, the gospel can transform lives and entire societies, even if it initially seems modest and unimportant. Jesus uses this parable to encourage his followers not to underestimate the power of the kingdom of God, despite its humble beginnings. It teaches us about the nature of spiritual growth and the expansion of the gospel, which often occurs in an invisible but inevitably powerful and comprehensive way. The central message of the parable of the mustard seed is that we must have faith in the divine process and in God's promises. The kingdom of God is growing, even if we cannot immediately see the results. We are called to participate in this growth, sowing the word of God and trusting that He will bring about great and blessed fruit in due time. The parable of the leaven. The parable of the leaven, recounted in Matthew 13, 33 and Luke 13, verses 20 and 21, complements the parable of the mustard seed by illustrating the growth of the kingdom of God in a different way. Jesus compares the kingdom of God to leaven that a woman takes and mixes with 3 measures of flour until the whole batch is leavened. This image suggests the transformative and expansive power of the kingdom, which, although it begins small and hidden, permeates and transforms everything around it. Leaven, unlike the mustard seed, works invisibly and silently, but its effect is profound and far-reaching. This parable emphasizes the influence of the gospel in the world and in people's lives, showing how Jesus's message can transform hearts, communities, and cultures from within. The kingdom of God is not just an external reality, but an internal force that changes everything it touches. The parable of the leaven challenges us to be agents of transformation in the world, allowing God's love and truth to permeate every aspect of our lives and relationships. Just as leaven leavens the whole batch of dough, we are called to be a positive and transformative influence in our communities, spreading the gospel and living according to the principles of the kingdom of God. This story encourages us to trust in the discreet yet effective power of the kingdom of God. Even if our actions seem small and insignificant, they can have a significant and lasting impact. We must be patient and persistent, knowing that God is working in ways we often cannot see, but which will result in profound and complete transformation. The parable of the hidden treasure. The parable of the hidden treasure, found in Matthew 13:44, is a brief but powerful narrative that illustrates the immeasurable value of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus compares the kingdom to a hidden treasure in a field, which, when found by a man, leads him to sell everything he has to buy that field. This parable highlights the joy and determination with which one should seek the kingdom of God, recognizing its superiority over everything else. The man who finds the treasure acts with urgency and enthusiasm, willing to sacrifice everything to secure it. This image underscores the radical nature of Christian discipleship, which requires a complete reassessment of priorities and values. The kingdom of heaven is not just an addition to one's existing life, but a new reality that transforms everything. The parable of the hidden treasure challenges us to evaluate our own spiritual pursuit. Are we willing to give up everything we have to gain the kingdom of God? This story invites us to recognize the supreme value of the kingdom and respond with total dedication. The central message is that the kingdom of God is a priceless treasure, worthy of all our effort and sacrifice. This parable also encourages us to live with joy and gratitude, knowing that we are called to participate in a kingdom that surpasses all earthly riches. It reminds us that, upon finding the treasure of the kingdom, our lives gain new purpose and meaning, guided by God's principles and promises. The parable of the pearl of great price. The parable of the pearl of great price, told in Matthew 13, verses 45 and 46, complements the parable of the hidden treasure, reinforcing the theme of the incomparable value of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus describes a merchant searching for fine pearls who, upon finding one of great value, sells everything he has to buy it. This narrative highlights the importance of recognizing and acting upon the opportunity to gain the kingdom of God. The merchant, an expert in pearls, immediately recognizes the extraordinary value of the pearl and is willing to sacrifice everything to acquire it. This image underscores the wisdom and determination needed to seek the kingdom of heaven. Like the merchant, we must be attentive and ready to respond when we encounter the truth of the gospel. The parable of the pearl of great price challenges us to reflect on our own priorities and commitments. Are we willing to renounce everything to gain the kingdom of God? This story calls us to radical and unwavering dedication, recognizing that the kingdom of heaven is the greatest wealth we can achieve. This parable reminds us that the kingdom of God is a discovery that brings deep joy and fulfillment. Upon finding the pearl of great price, our lives are transformed, and we are invited to live with a renewed sense of purpose and mission, guided by the teachings of Jesus. The parable of the dragnet. The parable of the dragnet, recounted in Matthew 13, verses 47 to 50, is one of the stories Jesus uses to describe the final judgment and the separation between the righteous and the wicked. He compares the kingdom of heaven to a dragnet cast into the sea, gathering fish of every kind. When it is full, the net is pulled to shore, and the fishermen separate the good fish from the bad, keeping the good in baskets and discarding the bad. Jesus explains that this is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous, throwing the wicked into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This parable emphasizes the seriousness of divine judgment and the need to live according to the teachings of the kingdom of God. The parable of the dragnet challenges us to reflect on our own lives and our preparation for the final judgment. Are we living in a way that reflects the values of the kingdom of heaven? This story calls us to personal responsibility and spiritual vigilance, reminding us that our actions and choices have eternal consequences. The parable highlights the initial inclusiveness of the kingdom, which welcomes all kinds of people, but also the reality of final separation based on divine justice. It encourages us to seek a life of integrity and faithfulness, trusting in God's mercy and justice. The parable of the unmerciful servant. The parable of the unmerciful servant, found in Matthew 18, verses 23 to 35, is a powerful story about forgiveness and mercy. Jesus tells of a king who decides to settle accounts with his servants. One of them, who owes an enormous amount, pleads for mercy, and the king, moved with compassion, forgives the entire debt. However, this same servant, upon finding a fellow servant who owes him a small amount, refuses to forgive and throws him into prison. When the king learns of what happened, he is outraged and punishes the unmerciful servant, handing him over to the torturers until he pays back all he owes. Jesus concludes the parable by saying that this is how the Heavenly Father will treat each of us unless we forgive our brothers from our hearts. This story highlights the importance of genuine forgiveness and the seriousness with which God views a lack of mercy. The parable of the unmerciful servant challenges us to examine our own hearts and our willingness to forgive. We are called to reflect God's compassion and forgiveness in our relationships with others. The central message is that just as we have been abundantly forgiven by God, we must be willing to forgive those who offend us. This parable reminds us of the reciprocity of forgiveness. Our ability to receive divine forgiveness is tied to our willingness to forgive others. It encourages us to live with hearts full of grace and mercy, reflecting God's loving character in all our interactions. The parable of the workers in the vineyard, narrated in Matthew 20 verses 1 to 16, addresses the theme of divine grace and justice. Jesus tells of a landowner who goes out several times throughout the day to hire workers for his vineyard. At the end of the day, he pays them all the same wage, regardless of how long each has worked. The first hired workers who worked all day complain, but the landowner reminds them that they agreed to the payment and that he has the right to be generous with the last hired. This parable underscores God's generosity and the nature of His grace, which is not based on human merit, but on His goodness and sovereignty. It challenges our ideas of justice and merit, revealing that the kingdom of heaven operates on principles different from ours. The parable of the workers in the vineyard invites us to trust in God's justice and generosity, even when they challenge our understanding. We are called to celebrate divine grace and recognize that we are all undeserving recipients of God's love and mercy. Moreover, this story encourages us to avoid comparisons and resentments, reminding us that God's goodness is abundant and available to all. It calls us to an attitude of gratitude and humility, recognizing that everything we receive is a gift of divine grace. The parable of the two sons. The parable of the two sons, found in Matthew 21 verses 28 to 32, is a story that Jesus uses to illustrate the importance of true obedience and not just words. A father asks his two sons to work in the vineyard. The first son initially refuses, but then repents and goes. The second son agrees to go, but does not. Jesus asks which of the two did the father's will, and the answer is clearly the first son. This parable highlights the difference between empty promises and true actions. Jesus told it to the religious leaders who appeared pious but did not truly obey God. The central message is that God values genuine obedience, even if it comes after initial reluctance, more than unfulfilled promises. The parable of the two sons challenges us to reflect on our own actions and words. Are we truly doing God's will or just saying we will? This story invites us to live a life of integrity where our actions match our words and promises. Furthermore, the parable reminds us of the importance of repentance and a change of heart. Even if we initially refuse to obey God, we can still repent and do His will. This is a message of hope and continuous opportunity to correct our ways. The parable of the wicked tenants. The parable of the wicked tenants, narrated in Matthew 21 verses 33 to 46, Mark 12 verses 1 to 12, and Luke 20 verses 9 to 19, is a story Jesus uses to denounce the rejection of religious leaders toward Him and God's message. A landowner plants a vineyard and leases it to some tenants. But when he sends his servants to collect the fruit, they are mistreated and killed. Finally, the landowner sends his son, believing he will be respected, but the tenants kill him too, hoping to take his inheritance. Jesus asks what the landowner will do to those tenants, and the answer is that he will destroy the wicked and lease the vineyard to others who will give him the fruits in due season. This parable is a direct accusation against the religious leaders who rejected the prophets and ultimately God's own son. The parable of the wicked tenants challenges us to reflect on our response to God's message and his son. Are we accepting and obeying Jesus or rejecting his message? This story reminds us of the seriousness of rejecting God's love and mercy. The parable emphasizes God's justice, which will not leave evil unpunished. It encourages us to live according to the values of the kingdom of heaven, producing fruits that glorify God and reflect divine justice and goodness. The parable of the wedding banquet. The parable of the wedding banquet, found in Matthew 22, verses 1 to 14, is a story Jesus tells to illustrate the kingdom of heaven as a wedding banquet prepared by a king for his son. The original guests refuse the invitation, so the king sends his servants to invite anyone they find, both good and bad, until the banquet hall is filled. However, when the king enters to see the guests, he finds a man not wearing the proper wedding attire and expels him. This parable underscores the generosity and inclusiveness of God's invitation to his kingdom, but also the necessity of being prepared and wearing the right clothes, symbolizing righteousness and holiness. Jesus uses this story to illustrate the rejection of the religious leaders and the inclusion of Gentiles and sinners in God's kingdom. The parable of the wedding banquet challenges us to reflect on our acceptance of God's invitation. Are we prepared and living according to the standards of the kingdom? This story reminds us that everyone is invited, but we must respond appropriately to God's call. Moreover, the parable encourages us to live with gratitude and responsibility, knowing that we have been invited to the great banquet of the kingdom of heaven. We must be prepared and clothed in the righteousness of Christ, ready to participate in the eternal celebration. The parable of the 10 virgins. The parable of the 10 virgins, narrated in Matthew 25, verses 1 to 13, is a story Jesus tells to emphasize the importance of vigilance and preparation for the coming of the kingdom of heaven. 10 virgins take their lamps and go out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them are wise and bring extra oil, while the other 5 are foolish and do not bring enough oil. When the bridegroom arrives at midnight, the foolish virgins realize their lamps are going out and ask the wise for oil, who refuse, saying there is not enough for everyone. While the foolish virgins go to buy more oil, the bridegroom arrives, and the wise virgins go in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door is shut. When the foolish virgins finally arrive, they find the door closed and are refused entry. Jesus concludes the parable with a warning to watch, for we do not know the day or the hour of his coming. The parable of the 10 virgins challenges us to live in constant preparation and vigilance, ready for the arrival of Christ. Are we keeping our lamps lit with the oil of faith and obedience? This story reminds us that spiritual preparation cannot be left to the last moment. It must be a continuous practice. The parable emphasizes the importance of being prepared for the coming of the kingdom of heaven. It encourages us to live each day with a sense of urgency and expectation, keeping our faith alive and our hope firmly anchored in Christ. The parable of the talents. The parable of the talents, found in Matthew 25, verses 14 to 30, is a story Jesus tells to illustrate responsibility and faithfulness in using the gifts and opportunities God gives us. A man going on a journey entrusts his property to his servants, giving one 5 talents, another 2, and another 1 according to their abilities. The first 2 servants invest and double the talents, while the 3rd servant, out of fear, hides his talent in the ground. When the man returns, he praises the first 2 servants for their faithfulness and rewards them with more responsibilities and the joy of their master. The 3rd servant, however, is rebuked and punished for his negligence and fear. Jesus concludes the parable by saying that to anyone who has, more will be given, but from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. The parable of the talents challenges us to use faithfully the gifts and opportunities God gives us, not with fear, but with confidence and diligence. We are called to invest our abilities and resources in the service of God's kingdom, knowing we will be held accountable for how we use what has been entrusted to us. The parable reminds us that God expects us to be proactive and productive in our spiritual lives. It encourages us to live with a sense of purpose and responsibility, recognizing that everything we have is a gift from God and must be used for His glory. The parable of the sheep and the goats. The parable of the sheep and the goats, found in Matthew 25, verses 31 to 46, is a powerful narrative about the final judgment and the separation between the righteous and the wicked. Jesus describes the Son of Man coming in His glory, accompanied by all the angels, to sit on His glorious throne. He will separate the people as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, placing the sheep on His right and the goats on His left. The sheep, representing the righteous, will be invited to inherit the kingdom prepared for them since the creation of the world, for they showed love and compassion by feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, welcoming strangers, clothing the naked, caring for the sick, and visiting prisoners. The goats, representing the wicked, will be condemned to eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels, for they neglected these same acts of mercy. This parable challenges us to reflect on how we are living out our faith in action. Are we demonstrating love and compassion to those in need, as Jesus calls us to do? The central message is that our treatment of others is a direct expression of our relationship with God. Furthermore, the parable of the sheep and the goats reminds us of the seriousness of the final judgment and the importance of living according to the principles of God's kingdom. It encourages us to practice justice and mercy in all our interactions, knowing that our service to others is, in fact, service to Jesus Himself. The parable of the fig tree. The parable of the fig tree, found in Matthew 24 verses 32 to 35, Mark 13 verses 28 to 31, and Luke 21 verses 29 to 33, is a lesson about vigilance and spiritual discernment. Jesus uses the image of a fig tree that begins to bud and leaves sprout, indicating that summer is near, to teach about the signs of His second coming and the end times. He explains that just as the leaves of the fig tree indicate the approach of summer, the signs He described indicate that the kingdom of God is near. Jesus exhorts His followers to be attentive and vigilant, recognizing the signs of the times and preparing for His imminent coming. The parable of the fig tree challenges us to live in a constant state of spiritual readiness. Are we attentive to the signs of the times and prepared for Christ's coming? This story reminds us that the coming of the kingdom of God is certain and that we must always be vigilant and prepared. The parable encourages us to maintain hope and trust in God's promises. Even in times of uncertainty and tribulation, we can be sure that God's plan is unfolding and that His kingdom will be fully established. We must live with faith and expectation, trusting in God's faithfulness. The parable of the prodigal son. The parable of the prodigal son, narrated in Luke 15, verses 11 to 32, is one of Jesus's most beloved and well-known stories, illustrating God's unconditional love and forgiveness. Jesus tells of a father who has two sons. The younger son asks for his share of the inheritance and wastes it in a distant land, living recklessly. When famine strikes the region, he finds himself in great need and decides to return home, repentant, hoping to be received as a servant. To his surprise, his father sees him from afar and runs to welcome him with compassion, embracing him and ordering a celebration. The older son, however, becomes resentful and refuses to join the feast, resenting his father's generosity toward the prodigal brother. The father explains that it is necessary to celebrate because the son who was lost has been found. The parable of the prodigal son challenges us to reflect on the breadth of God's love and forgiveness. Are we willing to accept and forgive those who repent, just as God forgives us? This story calls us to a life of compassion and reconciliation, mirroring God's merciful heart. The parable highlights the importance of repentance and returning to God. No matter how far we have strayed, God is always ready to welcome us back with open arms. This is a message of hope and redemption, offering a new opportunity to start over. The parable of the Good Samaritan. The parable of the Good Samaritan, found in Luke 10 verses 25 to 37, is a story Jesus uses to illustrate the true meaning of loving one's neighbor. An expert in the law asks Jesus what he must do to inherit eternal life, and Jesus challenges him to love God with all his heart and to love his neighbor as himself. When the expert asks who his neighbor is, Jesus tells the parable. A man is robbed and left half dead by the roadside. A priest and a Levite pass by, but do not help. A Samaritan, considered an enemy of the Jews, sees the man, feels compassion, and cares for him, taking him to an inn and paying for his recovery. Jesus asks who was the neighbor to the injured man, and the expert replies that it was the one who showed mercy. Jesus then says, "Go and do likewise." The parable of the Good Samaritan challenges us to expand our understanding of who our neighbor is. Are we ready to help and show compassion to everyone, regardless of their background or circumstances? This story calls us to a life of active love and service, demonstrating God's compassion in our actions. The parable highlights the importance of not just knowing God's law, but living it through concrete acts of kindness and mercy. It encourages us to overcome prejudices and barriers, showing unconditional love to all around us. The parable of the rich man and Lazarus. The parable of the rich man and Lazarus, found in Luke 16, verses 19 to 31, is a story Jesus tells to illustrate the eternal consequences of our choices and the importance of compassion and social justice. A rich man lives in luxury every day, while a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores, lies at his gate, longing to eat the crumbs that fall from the rich man's table. Both die, and Lazarus is carried by the angels to Abraham's side, while the rich man is tormented in Hades. In agony, the rich man asks Abraham to send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water to cool his tongue, but Abraham explains that a great chasm separates them, preventing any passage. The rich man then asks for Lazarus to be sent to warn his five brothers, but Abraham replies that they have Moses and the prophets, and if they do not listen to them, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead. The parable of the rich man and Lazarus challenges us to reflect on how we live our lives and treat the needy. Are we showing compassion and justice as God calls us to do? This story reminds us that our actions and choices have eternal consequences and that we must live according to the principles of God's kingdom. The parable emphasizes the importance of listening to and obeying God's word. It encourages us not to be indifferent to the suffering of others, but to act with justice and mercy, knowing that one day we will give an account to God for our lives. The parable of the lost sheep. The parable of the lost sheep, found in Luke 15, verses 3 to 7, and Matthew 18, verses 12 to 14, is a story Jesus uses to illustrate God's love and concern for each individual. Jesus tells of a shepherd who has 100 sheep, and upon losing one, leaves the 99 in the field to search for the lost one. When he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home, calling friends and neighbors to celebrate because he has found the lost sheep. Jesus concludes the parable by saying that there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. This parable underscores the value God places on each person and his desire to restore those who have strayed. The parable of the lost sheep challenges us to reflect on our own attitude toward those who are lost or have strayed. Are we willing to seek and welcome those who have wandered away, like the shepherd in the parable? This story calls us to a life of compassion and active pursuit of those who are distant from God. The parable highlights God's joy in redemption and restoration. It encourages us to celebrate and participate in the work of reconciliation, knowing that every person is precious in God's eyes and worthy of being sought and found. The parable of the lost coin. The parable of the lost coin, found in Luke 15 verses 8 to 10, complements the parable of the lost sheep by illustrating God's diligent search for those who are lost. Jesus tells of a woman who has 10 silver coins, and upon losing one, lights a lamp, sweeps the house, and searches carefully until she finds it. When she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors to celebrate because she has found the lost coin. Jesus concludes by saying that in the same way, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. This parable emphasizes the value God places on each individual and his diligent search for those who are lost. The parable of the lost coin challenges us to reflect on our own attitude toward those who are lost. Are we willing to diligently seek those who have strayed, like the woman in the parable? This story calls us to a life of active pursuit and celebration for the restoration of those who repent. The parable highlights the heavenly joy in redemption. It encourages us to participate in the work of reconciliation, knowing that every person is valuable in God's eyes and worthy of being sought and found. We are called to reflect God's diligence and joy in our own lives and communities. The parable of the shrewd manager. The parable of the shrewd manager, found in Luke 16 verses 1 to 13, is a story Jesus tells to illustrate wisdom and responsibility in the use of resources. A rich man discovers that his manager is wasting his possessions and decides to fire him. The manager, anticipating his difficult future, calls in his master's debtors and reduces their debts, thereby securing their favor after his dismissal. The master commends the manager for his shrewdness, and Jesus uses this parable to teach that the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. He exhorts his followers to use worldly wealth to gain friends, so that when it is gone, they will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The parable of the shrewd manager challenges us to reflect on our own stewardship of the resources God has entrusted to us. Are we using our possessions wisely and responsibly, seeking eternal well-being? This story calls us to a life of prudence and generosity, investing in God's kingdom. Moreover, the parable emphasizes faithfulness in the use of resources. Jesus declares that no one can serve two masters, for he will hate the one and love the other. It encourages us to choose to serve God above wealth, living with integrity and faithfulness in using the gifts and opportunities given to us. The parable of the rich fool. The parable of the rich fool, found in Luke 12 verses 16 to 21, is a story Jesus tells to warn against greed and self-sufficiency. A rich man has an abundant harvest and decides to build bigger barns to store his surplus grain, planning to enjoy his wealth for many years. However, God tells him that very night his life will be demanded of him, and then who will get what he has prepared for himself? Jesus concludes the parable by saying that this is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves but is not rich toward God. This story underscores the futility of relying on material wealth and the importance of being rich in good deeds and in relationship with God. The parable of the rich fool challenges us to reflect on our priorities and where we are placing our trust. Are we accumulating earthly treasures or investing in eternal riches? This story calls us to live with an eternal perspective, valuing what truly matters in God's eyes. Moreover, the parable highlights the uncertainty of life and the importance of being spiritually prepared. It encourages us to seek the wealth that comes from a relationship with God and the practice of generosity and service to others. The parable of the persistent widow. The parable of the persistent widow, found in Luke 18 verses 1 to 8, is a story Jesus tells to teach about the necessity of persistence in prayer and God's justice. Jesus describes a judge who neither fears God nor respects people. A persistent widow keeps asking him for justice against her adversary, and although the judge ignores her for a while, he finally grants her request to avoid being bothered any longer. Jesus uses this parable to encourage his followers to always pray and never give up. He explains that if an unjust judge can be persuaded by persistence, how much more will God, who is just and loving, respond to the cries of his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? The parable of the persistent widow challenges us to reflect on our own prayer life. Are we being persistent and confident in prayer, knowing that God will hear and respond? This story calls us to a life of persevering faith and trust in God's justice. The parable emphasizes God's readiness and justice in responding to our requests. It encourages us not to lose heart, but to continue trusting in God's goodness and faithfulness, knowing that He will bring justice and vindication in His perfect timing. The parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. The parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, found in Luke 18, verses 9 to 14, is a story Jesus tells to illustrate the importance of humility before God. Jesus describes two men who went up to the temple to pray. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, thanking God that he was not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like the tax collector. He boasted about his fasting and tithing. The tax collector, however, stood at a distance, not even daring to look up to heaven. He beat his breast and said, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." Jesus concludes that the tax collector went home justified before God, not the Pharisee. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. The parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector challenges us to reflect on our attitude in prayer and our posture before God. Are we approaching God with humility and repentance, or with pride and self-sufficiency? This story calls us to a life of genuine humility and dependence on God's grace. The parable emphasizes God's acceptance of those who sincerely repent. It encourages us to recognize our need for mercy and to approach God with a contrite heart, knowing that He is faithful to forgive and justify. The parable of the friend at midnight. The parable of the friend at midnight, found in Luke 11, verses 5 to 13, is a story Jesus tells to encourage persistence in prayer. Jesus describes a man who goes to a friend's house at midnight, asking to borrow 3 loaves of bread for an unexpected visitor. The friend, initially reluctant, eventually gives in due to the man's persistence. Jesus uses this parable to teach that just as the friend eventually yields to persistence, God will also respond to our prayers when we persevere. He emphasizes that we should ask, seek, and knock, for everyone who asks receives. Those who seek find, and to those who knock, the door will be opened. The parable of the friend at midnight challenges us to reflect on our prayer life. Are we being persistent and confident in our supplications to God? This story calls us to a life of persevering prayer, knowing that God hears and responds to our requests. Moreover, the parable highlights God's goodness and generosity in responding to our needs. It encourages us to trust in God's faithfulness and to continue praying with persistence and faith, confident that He will care for us and grant us what we need. The parable of the great banquet. The parable of the great banquet, found in Luke 14, verses 15 to 24, is a story Jesus tells to illustrate God's generous invitation and the responsibility to respond to that invitation. Jesus describes a man who prepares a great banquet and invites many guests. When the banquet is ready, he sends his servant to call the guests, but all begin to make excuses for not attending. One has bought a field, another 5 yoke of oxen, and another has just married. The host, angry, orders his servant to go out into the streets and alleys of the town to bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. And when there is still room, he sends the servant to the roads and country lanes to compel people to come in so that his house will be full. Jesus concludes the parable by stating that none of those who were initially invited will taste his banquet. The parable of the great banquet challenges us to reflect on our response to God's invitation. Are we accepting and valuing the invitation to participate in the kingdom of heaven, or are we preoccupied with our own concerns and priorities? This story calls us to a life of readiness and gratitude, responding to God's generous invitation with enthusiasm and commitment. The parable emphasizes God's inclusiveness and generosity. It encourages us to recognize that God's invitation is for everyone, regardless of their condition or circumstances. We are called to participate in the joy of the kingdom banquet and to invite others to do the same. The parable of the Good Shepherd. The parable of the Good Shepherd, found in John 10, verses 11 to 18, is a story Jesus tells to illustrate his care and sacrifice for his followers. Jesus describes himself as the Good Shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. He contrasts the Good Shepherd with the hired hand, who runs away when he sees the wolf coming, leaving the sheep unprotected. The Good Shepherd, on the other hand, knows his sheep, and they know his voice. He guides and protects them, even at the cost of his own life. Jesus explains that he has other sheep that are not of this sheep pen, and he must bring them also, so there will be one flock and one shepherd. He highlights his voluntary sacrifice, saying that no one takes his life from him, but he lays it down of his own accord, and he has the authority to take it up again. The parable of the Good Shepherd challenges us to reflect on our relationship with Jesus. Are we listening and following his voice, trusting in his care and protection? This story calls us to a life of trust and obedience, recognizing Jesus as our loving and sacrificial shepherd. The parable emphasizes Jesus' supreme sacrifice in laying down his life for the sheep. It encourages us to live with gratitude and devotion, knowing that we are deeply loved and cared for by Jesus, the Good Shepherd. The parable of the barren fig tree. The parable of the barren fig tree, found in Luke 13, verses 6 to 9, is a story Jesus tells to illustrate God's patience and expectation for repentance and fruitfulness. Jesus describes a man who has a fig tree planted in his vineyard. For 3 years he goes to look for fruit on it, but finds none. He then tells the gardener to cut the fig tree down because it is wasting the soil. The gardener, however, pleads with the owner to leave it alone for one more year, during which he will dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then it will be cut down. The parable of the barren fig tree challenges us to reflect on our own spiritual life and fruitfulness. Are we producing the fruits that God expects of us? This story calls us to a life of repentance and growth, taking advantage of God's patience and grace to produce spiritual fruit. The parable emphasizes God's patience and his expectation of fruitfulness. It encourages us to use the time of grace given to us to repent and grow in our faith, knowing that God desires to see fruit in our lives. The parable of the shrewd manager. The parable of the shrewd manager, found in Luke 16 verses 1 to 9, is a story Jesus tells to illustrate wisdom and prudence in the use of resources. A manager is accused of wasting his master's possessions and is called to account for his management. Anticipating his imminent dismissal, the manager acts shrewdly. He calls in his master's debtors and reduces their debts, thereby securing future favors when he loses his job. The master commends the manager for his shrewdness, not for his dishonesty, but for his ability to ensure his future. Jesus uses this parable to teach that the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. He encourages his followers to use worldly wealth to gain friends, so that when it is gone, they will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The parable of the shrewd manager challenges us to reflect on our stewardship of the resources God has entrusted to us. Are we being wise and prudent in our use of material goods, investing in the kingdom of God? This story calls us to live with spiritual intelligence, using our resources to promote the values of the kingdom. The parable highlights the importance of faithfulness in the use of resources. Jesus concludes that whoever is faithful with little will also be faithful with much, and whoever is dishonest with little will also be dishonest with much. It encourages us to live with integrity and to use our possessions to serve others and honor God. The parable of the wise and foolish builders. The parable of the wise and foolish builders, found in Matthew 7, verses 24 to 27, and Luke 6, verses 47 to 49, is a story Jesus tells to illustrate the importance of practicing his teachings. Jesus compares the one who hears his words and puts them into practice to a wise man who built his house on the rock. When the rain came, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. It did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. In contrast, the one who hears his words and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. When the rain came, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. It fell with a great crash. The parable of the wise and foolish builders challenges us to reflect on the foundation of our lives. Are we building our lives on the solid rock of Jesus' teachings, or on the shifting sands of worldly opinions and values? This story calls us to a life of practical obedience, applying Jesus' principles in our daily lives. The parable emphasizes the importance of spiritual preparation for life's adversities. It encourages us to build a solid and unshakable faith, grounded in the truth of Christ, which will sustain us through the storms of life. The parable of the wedding banquet. The parable of the wedding banquet, found in Matthew 22, verses 1 to 14, is a story Jesus tells to illustrate the rejection of God's invitation and the consequences of that rejection. Jesus describes a king who prepares a wedding banquet for his son and sends his servants to call those who were invited, but they refuse to come. Some ignore the call and return to their businesses, while others mistreat and kill the servants. The king becomes enraged and sends his army to destroy the murderers and burn their city. He then sends his servants to the crossroads to invite anyone they find, both good and bad, until the wedding hall is filled. When the king comes in to see the guests, he finds a man without the proper wedding attire and expels him. Jesus concludes the parable by saying that many are called, but few are chosen. This parable underscores the generosity of God's invitation to his kingdom, but also the need to be prepared and respond appropriately to that invitation. The parable of the wedding banquet challenges us to reflect on our response to God's invitation. Are we accepting and valuing the invitation to participate in the kingdom of heaven, or are we neglecting it? This story calls us to a life of readiness and gratitude, responding to God's generous invitation with enthusiasm and commitment. The parable of the grain of wheat. The parable of the grain of wheat, found in John 12, verses 24 to 26, is a story Jesus tells to illustrate the principle of death and resurrection and the path to true life and fruitfulness. Jesus explains that unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. He uses this image to teach about his own sacrifice and to challenge his followers to embrace the same attitude of self-denial and service. Jesus continues by saying that anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. He calls his followers to serve and follow his example, promising that where he is, his servant will also be. The parable of the grain of wheat challenges us to reflect on our willingness to follow Jesus's example of self-sacrifice and service. Are we willing to lose our life for the sake of Christ, knowing that it will result in true life and fruitfulness? This story calls us to a life of surrender and commitment to the principles of God's kingdom. The parable highlights the transformative power of death and resurrection. It encourages us to trust in the divine process, knowing that by fully surrendering to God, we will experience new life and abundant fruitfulness. The parable of the two debtors. The parable of the two debtors, found in Luke 7, verses 41 to 43, is a story Jesus tells to illustrate the depth of forgiveness and the resulting love. Jesus describes two men who owed money to a creditor. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. Neither had the means to pay, so the creditor forgave the debts of both. Jesus asks Simon the Pharisee which of the two will love the creditor more, and Simon answers that the one who had the larger debt forgiven. Jesus uses this parable to explain the profound love demonstrated by a sinful woman who anointed his feet with perfume and tears. He teaches that those who are forgiven much love much, and those who are forgiven little love little. The parable of the two debtors challenges us to reflect on our own gratitude and love for God. Are we recognizing the depth of God's forgiveness in our lives and responding with abundant love? This story calls us to a life of gratitude and love, reflecting the forgiveness we have received from God. The parable emphasizes the generosity of God's forgiveness. It encourages us to forgive others generously, knowing that just as we have been forgiven, we must forgive. By living this way, we demonstrate God's transformative love in our relationships. The parable of the watchful servant. The parable of the watchful servant, found in Luke 12, verses 35 to 40, is a story Jesus tells to teach about the importance of readiness and vigilance in waiting for the Lord's coming. Jesus describes servants who must be prepared for their master's return, with their lamps burning and dressed ready to serve, waiting to open the door as soon as he knocks. He emphasizes that the servants who are ready and watchful will be blessed when the master arrives. Jesus continues by saying that the Son of Man will come at an hour when we do not expect, like a thief who comes unexpectedly. He exhorts his followers to always be ready, for they do not know when he will return. The parable of the watchful servant challenges us to reflect on our own spiritual readiness. Are we living with a constant expectation of Christ's coming, keeping our lives aligned with his teachings? This story calls us to a life of vigilance and preparation, ready to receive the Lord at any moment. Moreover, the parable emphasizes the blessing of faithfulness and readiness. It encourages us to live with a sense of urgency and purpose, knowing that our vigilance and dedication will be rewarded. The parable of the lion and the lamb. While this specific parable is not found in the Gospels, we can approach the symbolic concept of Jesus as the Lion of Judah and the Lamb of God, as revealed in Revelation 5, verses 5 and 6. The lion represents the royalty, strength, and victory of Jesus, while the lamb symbolizes his sacrifice and redemption. The figure of Jesus as both the lion and the lamb challenges us to understand the complexity of his character and ministry. He is the victorious king who conquered sin and death, but he is also the sacrificial lamb who gave his life for us. This duality emphasizes both his authority and his unconditional love. Reflecting on Jesus as the lion and the lamb calls us to a life of reverence and gratitude. We are called to honor his majesty and power while embracing the sacrifice he made for our salvation. This symbolic parable encourages us to live with a deeper understanding of who Jesus is and what he has done for us, inspiring us to follow him with devotion and humility. The parable of the blind leading the blind. The parable of the blind leading the blind, found in Matthew 15, 14 and Luke 6, 39, is a story Jesus uses to illustrate the importance of wise and spiritual leadership. Jesus asks if a blind man can lead another blind man, and answers that both will fall into a pit. He uses this image to criticize the religious leaders of the time, who were spiritually blind and therefore incapable of guiding the people correctly. This parable underscores the need for spiritual discernment and responsible leadership. Jesus warns that those who lack spiritual clarity cannot lead others, and that spiritual blindness leads to downfall. The parable of the blind leading the blind challenges us to reflect on the quality of our spiritual leadership and whom we are following. Are we seeking guidance from spiritually wise leaders aligned with Jesus's teachings? This story calls us to a life of discernment and a quest for truth, avoiding being led by false leaders. The parable emphasizes the responsibility of those who lead. It encourages us to develop a solid spiritual life and to guide others with wisdom and integrity, being examples of faith and understanding. The parable of the two debtors. The parable of the two debtors, found in Luke 7, verses 41 to 43, is a story Jesus tells to illustrate the depth of forgiveness and the resulting love. Jesus describes two men who owed money to a creditor. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. Neither had the means to pay, so the creditor forgave the debts of both. Jesus asks Simon the Pharisee which of the two will love the creditor more, and Simon answers that the one who had the larger debt forgiven. Jesus uses this parable to explain the profound love demonstrated by a sinful woman who anointed his feet with perfume and tears. He teaches that those who are forgiven much love much, and those who are forgiven little love little. The parable of the two debtors challenges us to reflect on our own gratitude and love for God. Are we recognizing the depth of God's forgiveness in our lives and responding with abundant love? This story calls us to a life of gratitude and love, reflecting the forgiveness we have received from God. The parable emphasizes the generosity of God's forgiveness. It encourages us to forgive others generously, knowing that just as we have been forgiven, we must forgive. By living this way, we demonstrate God's transformative love in our relationships. The parable of the wedding banquet. The parable of the wedding banquet, found in Matthew 22, verses 1 to 14, is a story Jesus tells to illustrate God's generous invitation and the responsibility to respond to that invitation. Jesus describes a king who prepares a wedding banquet for his son and sends his servants to call those who were invited, but they refuse to come. Some ignore the call and return to their businesses, while others mistreat and kill the servants. The king becomes enraged and sends his army to destroy the murderers and burn their city. He then sends his servants to the crossroads to invite anyone they find, both good and bad, until the wedding hall is filled. When the king comes in to see the guests, he finds a man without the proper wedding attire and expels him. Jesus concludes the parable by saying that many are called, but few are chosen. This parable underscores the generosity of God's invitation to his kingdom, but also the need to be prepared and respond appropriately to that invitation. The parable of the wedding banquet challenges us to reflect on our response to God's invitation. Are we accepting and valuing the invitation to participate in the kingdom of heaven, or are we neglecting it? This story calls us to a life of readiness and gratitude, responding to God's generous invitation with enthusiasm and commitment. Moreover, the parable emphasizes the importance of being spiritually prepared. It encourages us to live with a willing heart and a life aligned with kingdom values, knowing that all are invited, but we must respond appropriately to God's call. Conclusion and reflection on the parables. The parables of Jesus are rich and profound stories that reveal God's wisdom and love in accessible and memorable ways. Each parable offers a valuable lesson about the nature of God's kingdom, our relationships with others, and our own spirituality. They challenge us to live according to kingdom principles, seek justice, love generously, and be persistent in our faith. As we reflect on all the parables of Jesus, we are called to apply these teachings in our daily lives. We must cultivate a receptive heart, like the good soil in the parable of the sower, and be willing to sacrifice everything for the treasure of the kingdom of heaven. We are encouraged to be vigilant and prepared, like the wise virgins, and to use our gifts wisely, like the servants who multiplied their talents. Moreover, the parables remind us of the importance of forgiveness, compassion, and justice. We must forgive generously, like the creditor who forgave a large debt, and care for those in need, like the Good Samaritan. Through these stories, Jesus shows us that God's love is inclusive and expansive, inviting all to participate in his heavenly banquet. Ultimately, the parables of Jesus invite us to a life of transformation and renewal. They encourage us to live with purpose and intention, always seeking to reflect the grace and truth of the gospel in our actions and words. May we be inspired and challenged by these teachings, allowing them to shape our faith and character.